Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, what an excellent opportunity to be here and to speak about the universal persona of the commander of the faithful, the greatest champion of Islam, the defender of the rights of the oppressed, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This universal persona which transcends time and place, it transcends language and ethnicity, a persona based upon the Islamic values and the Islamic teachings, a persona which can be very easily said to be the persona of Islam and the persona of the Holy Quran. We find that the 12 divinely appointed Imams, all of them are the manifestations of the true teachings of Islam and the true teachings of the Holy Quran, and they are, of course, a manifestation of the true teachings and the true pure Muhammadan Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, lived a beautiful life, a life of 60 plus years, which resulted in martyrdom. Many of the historians have written that it was because of the divine justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam that the people could not handle, because of their weak faith and because of the hypocrisy within their hearts, and because of their evil deeds and intentions, and because of their ignorance, they could not handle this divine justice which was being implemented by Imam Ali alayhi salam, that eventually they martyred His Eminence while he was in prostration in the masjid. This universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, is something that we need to try to research, study, analyze. And afterwards, we should really contemplate upon, reflect upon, and of course, try our very best to be able to implement it in our daily lives. Now, in one place, we find that there is a very beautiful tradition from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he talks to one of his faithful and loyal companions by the name of Abu Dharr al-Ghafari. When speaking to Abu Dharr al-Ghafari, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, speaks about Imam Ali alayhi salam and says that love for Imam Ali is faith, it is iman. Even though this tradition had been brought up in another program, but we didn't really delve into the profundities and the complexities and really the wisdom behind this saying. And so we had thought that it would be nice to be able to speak just a little bit about it. Now, we find first and foremost, well, what we need to understand is that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, when he says something, he does not say something out of mere human, self-centered or selfish or personal or private reasons or intentions. Of course, when he is saying something, he is the Messenger of Allah. And so this is a very sensitive situation, and the Almighty Allah knows this as well. And so in the Holy Quran, the Almighty Allah says that whatever the Messenger of Allah says is by divine command or divine order or revelation. And all in all, it is being heard and watched and under the supervision of the Almighty Allah. So anything and everything that the Messenger of Allah says is in accordance and is according to the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah. Now here he's saying that loving Imam Ali is iman. Of course, we might think that how is this possible, but just to take one simple aspect of this is that, well, when you love Imam Ali alayhi salam, then of course you will believe in his imamat, you will believe in his wilaya, and you will believe that he is the caliph and the rightful successor and the wali of the Messenger of Allah, and he is the wasi, the vizier, the successor, he is the divinely appointed imam. How can it be such that you have true love in your heart for the commander of the faithful, but you don't believe in these other things? Matter of fact, the true love of the commander of the faithful comes in this very aspect, to consider him to be the divinely appointed leader, the divinely appointed political, religious leader of the Muslim world. Because this is truly why we admire the commander of the faithful. It is not merely because of who he is, or merely because of his relationship to the Messenger of Allah, or his persona in it of itself, even though all of these things are there, all of these things do increase that love that we have for the commander of the faithful. But where does this love come from? For example, if Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, God forbid, hypothetically speaking, was a Christian, would we have that same love if he had all those qualities, if he had all those great feats, if he was a Christian or if he was some other religion? No. The primary reason that we love commander of the faithful is because of his position, because he is the divinely appointed leader, because he is our imam, because he is the divinely appointed imam. Just like the Messenger of Allah, we don't love the Messenger of Allah because of a person. We love him because he is the Messenger of Allah. We respect and love all of the divine prophets because they are divinely appointed prophets. The love for them has been made wajib upon us. It is obligatory upon us to love the Messenger of Allah, to love Amir al-Mu'mineen, to love the household and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the divinely appointed Imams. So now we begin to understand just a little bit this statement where the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him himself, says that loving Imam Ali alayhi salam is faith. A very long discussion which can continue, but we do not have time on the program. Yet again, another very profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يا ابن آدم، إذا رأيت ربك سبحانه يتابع عليك نعمه وأنت تعصيه فاحذره.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, O son of Adam, when you see that your Lord, the Glorified, bestows his favors on you, while you are disobeying him, you should fear him.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent the last messenger, the most famous miracle that Allah gave to him was the Quran. But in reality, if you look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually blessed the Prophet with two miracles. One was the Quran and the other was Ali. They are miracles when you look at the reality of the personality of Ali bin Abi Talib. Quran is the message and Ali is the embodiment of that message. Quran, as it says itself, la rayba fih, it's immune from any error. And Ali has been declared in Ayat Tathir to be infallible. When you look at the realities, you see that the first formal declaration made by Rasulullah in Mecca introducing Islam, he did not do that only by introducing Islam and himself. He also included Ali as his wasi and his khalifa. And even the last formal declaration of Rasulullah, which happened in Ghadir, he doesn't only talk about the Quran, he says, I'm leaving two things as my legacy and the source of guidance. One is the Quran and the other is the Ahlul Bayt. And there Ali became the embodiment of Ahlul Bayt during the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.